And we're told, verse 2, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit ye down here. And they sat down. And believe me, they wonder, well, what in the world has come over Boaz? What is it that is so urgent that he wants to bring it before us at this time? And so they sit down, and court is in session, friends, because those 10 elders now represent the court. They will make a decision. Now Boaz brings the matter before the other kinsmen. Notice verse 3. He said unto the kinsmen, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And this is the matter now that's going to be discussed. It'll have to do with the property, first of all, of Elimelech. And he was the husband of Naomi. He's dead now. They've lost the property. And these two men, either one can act as a kinsman redeemer. Now he says, Boaz is speaking, and I thought to advertise these, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there's none to redeem it beside thee, and I'm after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Now Boaz presents to him the property first. And I think that was of the first consideration. Now, neither one of these men up to this moment had apparently moved in behalf of Naomi. I don't think she had called upon him, probably. Had a bit of pride, didn't want to call upon him. And now when she's found out Boaz is in love with Ruth, why, she urges her to begin to move, you see, and claim him. Now Boaz is interested in Ruth. But he's willing to redeem the property. But he asked this of the kinsman, will you redeem? You are ahead of me. You see, he was closer of kin to Elimelech. And so, apparently it hadn't been called his attention. He said, sure, I'll redeem. And again, Boaz's heart went right down in his socks. No question about that. Because of the fact that he would hope this man would say, no, I can't redeem at all. Now Boaz, though, he's prepared for this. And so now he brings forth another point that actually becomes a fly in the ointment that presents a real objection to this other kinsman. Notice, then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess. And I think he bore down on that word Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And Boaz said, well, I forgot to tell you that there's a little foreign girl that has this property very complicated now. If you're going to redeem that property, you're going to have to marry her. And according to the Mosaic law, Deuteronomy 23:3, it says, a Moabite or an Ammonite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Now, if you're going to redeem the property, you're going to have to also redeem this little girl, and the law keeps her out. Now, do you want to go ahead and redeem?